Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. I hope that everyone is enjoying their day on today. We concluded our six-part series, open-hearted discussion, on yesterday, and I hope that you got something out of the discussion. I hope that something that was said benefited you and encouraged you in your walk with the Lord, and also just relating as human beings and the struggles that we deal with when we talked about abandonment and rejection. And I also like to thank my guests again for coming by, Kathy and Gwen. We are going to talk a little bit this week about gratitude and forgiveness, seeing that this is Thanksgiving week and we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving on this Thursday. You know, sometimes the holidays can bring about what you would, you know, you would think that the holidays would be a lot of cheer and gladness and things like that. But a lot of times the holidays are depressing and they don't feel really good for a lot of people. And so I wanted to talk about gratitude and forgiveness this week because I remember I was going through a period of my life. And I was struggling emotionally. I was wounded and hurt, and I was dealing with a lot of pain, of emotional pain. And so I started doing some study on it because I wanted to be healed. I wanted to be emotionally healed. I didn't want to continue to carry those burdens around that I was feeling, the pain that I was feeling from divorce. And not all of it was on my ex-husband at the time. I take responsibility for the things that didn't go right on my part, the things that I didn't do well. So, but nevertheless, it leaves you with a lot of hurt when you are going through a divorce, or you may be going through many different things, midlife crisis. You go through your children leaving the nest. You go through changing jobs, moving to a new state. Many different things that cause hurt and pain, or relationships that have dissolved, or many different things. But I'm going to tell you, gratitude and forgiveness is the way to healing. And from my research that I did, those were the two key things. And they did say that gratitude is easier than forgiveness. But nevertheless, we want to start. And we want to heal from that, because when you get together with family, sometimes you struggle. There may be some relationship that was never resolved between you and your sister or brother, or it's kind of a strange relationship between you and your father or your mother, or the last time you talked to your mother, it was an argument and so on. You know, so sometimes it brings up some family tension, or somehow your spouse doesn't get along with one of your family members, or vice versa, or has been some bad blood between you and some of your, you know, in-laws or whatever. Because we're dealing with human beings, there will be some conflict and there will be some things that we need to resolve. But gratitude and forgiveness helps out with that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but we're going to go to the Lord in prayer before we get started. Lord, I love you on today. You know the needs of everyone. You know our hearts. You know what we're dealing with. You know the aches and the pains. You know the unforgiveness that we have, some of us. You know the things that just we feel, our hurts and our pains. And sometimes we can be unappreciative of the things that we do have. And Lord, we're asking for forgiveness on those things, that you forgive us, Lord, and help us during this time. I pray that you lift spirits, that you encourage, you get into the hearts and minds of all that are listening, and in my heart and in my mind, Lord, and that we may feel free and be free in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's talk a little bit about gratitude. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful. It says readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Is to have, you know, be thankful, to give thanks, to be appreciative, to be grateful. So gratitude, you know, we can be grateful for the things we do have. A lot of times we look at the things we don't have. We look at what we are lacking, what we are missing. Oh, I wish that my family was here. You know, usually this time of year, I'm with my family in Texas, but this year I'm going to be in San Diego. So, you know what? If I allowed myself, I can say, you know what? I'm going to be so sad on Thanksgiving because I'm not going to be with my mom and I miss her cooking and I want the dressing and I'm not going to see my sisters or my brothers and all those things. You know what? But I can say I am grateful for my health and my strength. My daughter is here with me. My husband's family is here. You know, my husband is here. We love each other. We're in good health. We're going to go over to his family's house, which is now my family, and we're going to have a great time. I can be grateful for that. So let's go to the Word and see what the Word has to say. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we're going to begin at verse 14. It says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, mean the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So it's saying, in everything give thanks. Do not render evil for evil. So often when we are wounded, we immediately want to wound. We want to get the person back. Oh, they hurt me. And a lot of times even silence hurts people. Oh, I'm just going to cut them off. I'm going to cut them off. I'm not going to say anything to them. I'm going to excommunicate them. That is not giving thanks or being thankful. You know what? Even, you know, I come from the school of thought that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. You can say that's good, bad, or indifferent. I do believe in addressing issues that need to be addressed, but I am not a proponent of ripping people to shreds or letting them know how you feel about a situation that actually harms them. I don't believe in it. And I don't believe it's godly, because it says right here in the Word, in verse 15 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man." You know, I often see sometimes, even when you're out and about, you're at a place of business, and say something goes wrong with the cashier or whatever, people going off on each other. You know, it's not godly, nor is it giving thanks. You know what? If you walked into the store, you had money to pay for the item, we should give thanks for that, because there's people that don't have that ability. There's people in wheelchairs. So if we're walking, we give thanks. We have eyes to see, ears to hear. If you're living in a home where you can turn on the heat, we got to give thanks for that. If you go to the refrigerator and there's food in there, we give thanks for that. We want to be thankful and we want to be grateful. On tomorrow, I'm going to give you a testimony about something that I went through and how it left me with an immense amount of gratitude. May God bless you on today. Please join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. Have a wonderful day.